Okay, good evening, everyone. Das Tefila 84. We are on section 4, chapter 6 in Das Tefila. And we're now going to get into just an introduction tonight, at best, into a very, very difficult concept. And that is this idea of Avoda Tzarech Gavoha, that God somehow needs our Avoda, needs our service. We'll have to figure out, how is that possible? What does that mean? And then what do we mean when we say that God could possibly need or desire or even relate to things that we do? So we're going to get into some very heavy hashkafic ideas here. He says, Inyan zeh mekif lo rak et amud ha'avoda. This question, the things we're going to talk about this week, next week, are not just about karbanos or tefila. Ela es klal ikar toras ha'adam v'tachlis avodaso b'kiyum ha'torah v'amitzvos. This is going to go for something very, very, very fundamental. What we're doing here, what it means that we serve Hashem, what it means that He asks us to serve Him. B'shel dakus hamusagim ve'omkam. Because of the very delicate nature and the depth of these things, aleinu leharchiv ma'at. We have to expand a little bit so we make sure we get this right. Zos ha'avoda al derech ha'emes nikreis b'fi chachameinu avoda tzarech gavoha. This whole concept, which we're going to try to flesh out, is called, in the words of our chachamim, avoda tzarech gavoha. B'nosei zeh dan b'harchava b'sefer nefesh ha'chaim. The Sefer Nefesh ha'chaim, which we've quoted many times in this Sefer, was written by Rav Chaim Valoshiner, and it presents, through the eyes of a non-chassid, it was written as a response to many people who were heading towards chassidus, and this was at the beginning of chassidus, this is talking 1700s here, so it was written to present a lot of the deep Kabbalistic ideas that made their way into Chassidus, but to present it from a yeshiva perspective, a misnagdisha perspective on the truth about the world. And these issues are discussed very deeply in this book, Nefesh HaChaim. Umikol makom beprakim habaim, and he just tells us in general, every case in the coming chapters, shenavit zitut below tzion makor, if I'm going to bring a quote, and I'm not going to tell you where it's from, havi yadua shesham hu makor hadvar. It's going to be from the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim is going to be the text, basically, that we're going to be delving into over the next couple of weeks to try to flesh this idea out. Danim anu, b'inyan asher ta'ut b'hasagaso, ustiya b'havanato l'tzad echad. So we're going to go into a place where making a mistake, making a ta'ut in your understanding, or a little bit of a, you had a little bit of a wrong direction in one direction, mahuta kfira. Then we're going to end up with heresy. Well, it's at hasheni, if we go a little too far in the other direction, hafga'a ubitul klal inyan havoda. Then we end up in a place where there's just no sense, there's no logic to serving God at all. So we're going to have to walk very, very delicately through this minefield. If we take things a little too far in one direction, we're going to end up saying that God is human, or God has needs and things like that, and we don't want to do that. That's heresy. If we talk about God, though, as being so, so disconnected from the world, then there's no reason to serve Him. There's no reason why He would care about us. So we're going to have to walk this really fine line to try to understand God over the next few chapters. Havana nechona shel hagedara ma'amida es ha'maskil b'keren ora. If, in fact, we can find this right path, if we can tiptoe through this really deep thing we're about to delve into, then we'll end up with a ray of light. But we have to be careful. because these things are very difficult to understand. Okay? V'zeh heichalnu. And with this, we begin. Aleinu lehavchin ben bechinas atzmuso yisparach shemo bilti hitchabruso leha'olamot. We have to differentiate between the extent to which we speak about God, that he's not connected to the worlds, levein bechinas atzmuso yisparach birtzono lehischaber leha'olamos, and the extent to which we speak of God and his desire to connect to the world of creation. Now, everything comes from his desire, or whatever that means. He certainly doesn't have to be connected to the physical world. He created the physical world. So he's not dependent on the physical world. He doesn't need the physical world. But we still have to differentiate, now that the physical world was created by him, the difference between speaking of his essence, which is completely disconnected from this world, and speaking of a part of his essence that wants to be connected to us and to this world. Be'amarnu hato'eles sheyesh la'abori yisparach ba'avoda, or avoda tzarach gavoa. If when we say the thing that the good that God gets out of our service, or God needs our service, aleinu leida bevirur, we have to understand this very clearly. Ein hakavana chas v'shalom. We have to understand that on some level, and in reality, sheyesh lebore ein hakavana chas v'shalom. We're not saying at all sheyesh lebore yisalev yisromeim mibchinaso. From God's perspective, he has no toelis, kol shehi ba'avodasein. If we're just thinking about God, God has no benefit whatsoever from us, from our service. We're a joke. We're nothing. Einu yisparach chaser eiza inyan. God doesn't lack anything. Ve'ein anachnu mashlimim lo eiza chisaron al yedei avodasein. And we don't fill in any need somehow. Chas v'shalom is what that's supposed to say. Chas v'shalom. Ein lahalos al hadas machshava zu shemahu takfir. See, the problem is it's not just that that's wrong. It's heresy. It's heresy. So on the one hand, it sounds like he would do better to just leave out this whole chapter, but it seems that he wants us to understand this, to be able to really understand what tefillah is. So we're going to go there. We're going to discuss very difficult theological issues. So he says, on the one hand, we have to understand that God has no needs. God doesn't need us. We don't do anything for God when we serve him. V'halo mikra tzavach ve'omer, im chatata matifal bo. The pasuk says in Eov, if you sinned, what does he care? Rabu pisha'echa matasello. If you have a lot of sins, im tzidakta matitein lo, oma biyadcha yikach. And if you do good, doesn't help him in any way. And what does he need from your hand? So on the one hand, in the back of our minds, we have to continue to remember that God doesn't need us. We can't do anything for him. By definition, he has no needs. V'chein katuv, im chachamt, chachamt l'cha. If you gained all this wisdom, you did it for yourself. Didn't do anything for him. V'chein amru chazal, mai dechsiv imras Hashem tzerufa. What does it mean that the words of God tend to be mitzareif? Mitzareif is when you put something in a refinery, right? Lo nitnu hamitzvos el vatzaras asabrios. On the one hand, the mitzvos are just there for us. It does not help him, hurt him. It doesn't matter to him. V'chima ich basle la kadosh baruch hu l'mi sheshochei min atzavar min ha'orif. Famous line, the Medrash says, what does God care if you shecht an animal From the neck or from the front of the neck or the back of the neck? The mitzvahs are somehow there for us. He doesn't care. These things go on a million times a day. What does it affect him in any way? Shalafi bechinas atzmuso yisparach bilti hischabruso ela olamos. According to, what is a bechina? According to the extent, according to the way that we understand God, that he's not connected to the worlds, he's not connected to any of these worlds. Ein makom l'Torah u'mitzvos klal. On that plane, in that reality, there's no room for Torah, there's no room for mitzvos, there's no room for people, there's no room for anything. Kol inyan hashemos v'hakinuyim. And all of the names we have for God, and all of the nicknames we have for God, and all the adjectives we use about God, shebahasagasam yesh lanu hayecholus v'avsharos lifnos elav yisparach b'tfila. All of anything that we can use to access God through tefila. Hey mitzad b'chinas ritzonu yisparach lischar b'leolamos. All has to do with the fact that for some reason, God wants to be connected to the worlds. But in essence, there's no connection between man and God. Man doesn't matter to God. Man doesn't exist in front of God. Hey mitzad b'chinas ritzonu yisparach lischar b'leolamos, ritzono lihios melech al yadenu. And part of this desire that he wants to have a connection to the worlds, he wants to be king over us. But what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying, which is so difficult to really understand, is that it's a two-part process. First, there's an aspect of God, so to speak, that wants to be connected to this world. Within that aspect, he has midos, he has a connection to us, he wants to be our king. But the essence of Hashem could care less. The essence of Hashem has no shaychus to us. We don't exist as far as the essence of Hashem. It's a two-part process. First, there is this not to be understood desire of Hashem to be connected to a world. Once that exists, then a whole world of things exists within that reality. It's almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has humored us to come and play with us. Right? Really, he has no business being here. He has no need to be here. He has nothing to do with this. He decided, for whatever reason, that he wants to be in this space. And once he's in the space, then we can speak of him as X and Y, and we can begin to have a relationship with him, and he can give us commandments, and he can be our king. But it's not the reality. The reality is that he is above and beyond. He has nothing to do with us. He decided to open up this theater called the physical world. He decided to open up. And then he appears on stage, but that's not God. That's not God. V'gam im lo mitzad sheheraynu yisparach sheritzonu lischaber ha'olamos ula'am l'cha albiryon kefum uvdehen. And if not for this thing that God seems to have shown us and does, that he wants to connect to the worlds, and he wants to be a king according to everyone and give to them what they deserve, lo hayinu rishaim klal lehispalela atzmusa yisbarach. We couldn't daven to him. She ischaber laholamos ula ashkacha obirian, that he should have any connection with us. He chooses to come on the playing field with us. He made that choice that he wants to be on the playing field with us. Once he decided that he wants to be here, then we can connect to him, then we can speak to him. But were he not to have made that choice, and to the extent that he is beyond that choice, the choice doesn't define who he is. That's not really who he is. He's not this actor that he's playing on the field with us. The real HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have no access to whatsoever. And he had no need to come to the field. He decided that he wanted to play with us down here. Yes, Tammy.
Well, based on what he's saying, what was the point of even creating us?
We'll have to find out. We heard several reasons last week. There seems to be one reason seems to be that he desired, whatever that means, to do good.
It's so disheartening.
That's what he says. You have to walk a really, really fine line, because if you go in one direction too much, you end up making God physical and you're a heretic. If you go the other direction and make him so separate, it's very disheartening. It's very like, well, this whole thing's a joke. What is it for?
It's disheartening. Right?
That's why this is tough. You need a seatbelt. Kan be'inyan hamalucha b'makom zeh b'b'chinas ritzono yisparach lischaber le'olamos. Within this, post this decision of God, that he wanted to have a connection between him and the world. Post this decision, and within this framework, that he said, okay, I'm going to go and play with the physical world. That's where we can speak of serving him. We can't serve him in terms of his essence. Because as far as his essence is concerned, we don't even exist. We don't even matter. We don't even have a place. We're nothing. But for some reason, he decided that he wanted, so to speak, to be down here with us. And once he made that decision, so he opened up a world of possibilities and a world of relationships. It's a chesed that Hashem seemed to do for us, to join us, to create us, to have a connection with this world down here. As long as we remember that he never had to do that. And as long as we remember that before he did that, he was fine. And after we're finished, he's fine. But during this reality where he creates this world, he created also the ability to access him. That doesn't exist in a vacuum. Part of what he created when he created the world was the ability for us to access him.
That makes more sense,
okay.
Then.
Fine.
I don't need to create you. I didn't need to create you. I don't need you. But since I created you, I'm going to have a relationship with you.
Okay.
Am I understanding it correctly?
Right. Right. In the meantime, Umameila aleinu lehavchin shebe'amarnu shabar yisparach rotza limlo chabri yosav, that when we say things like God wanted to rule over his people, ubebechina zu harei, and we have this concept that if he wants to be a king, ein melech below am. Right? You can't be a king unless you have people. Remember, that was sort of one of the two reasons we said that he created the world. Number one, to do good to people, to something. And number two, to be a king, to be a merciful. And you can't be a merciful unless you have somebody to be merciful to. You can't be a king unless you have somebody there. All of this is post his decision to come on the playing field with us. But it's not inherent to who he is. Oh, kishanu omrim sha'akol bara lechvodo, that everything was created for the kavod of Hashem, like we say at Sheva Brachos. Kol hanivra b'shmi lechvodi brativ yitzativ avasitiv, that everything was created for his glory. U'mashmos dvarim elu shekeviyachol ha'adam noten kavod lebore yisbarach. We can't really give honor to God, but God created a world where it seems that we can give him kavod. Kol ze eino shayech l'ha'ein sof baruch hu ba'atzmuso. That's the God who's come and decided to play with us down here. That's that God. He will go back to his regular existence before us, after us, etc. It's almost as if, imagine that he, at a certain point in time, decided to come join us and play with us down here. And while he's with us here, sure, you can access him. You could be nice to him. You could be mean to him. You could be anything. But it's just a playground. We're kids. We don't really, once he steps away from all of that, so he's something very, very different than what we perceive him to be here. Kol inyan ha'avoda hu la'atzmos ha'ein sof baruch hu mitzad ritzono lehitchaber la'olamot. The all service of God, all connection to God, all understanding of God is only within this decision that he made that he wants to be connected to the world, that he wants there to be a world. Rak b'irtzoso yisparach l'hatzil u'levarei ha'olamos. Once God wanted to lift us up and to create these worlds, barahu yisparach shemo inyanim elu. They came next. They don't exist in a vacuum. Sheyesh la'adam efsharut kiviyachol laharbos kavod shamayim ulasameach asabore. Then we can begin to talk about making God happy, honoring God. All of those things only exist when he decided to enter into our space. And even then, we don't really do anything for him. Like a parent of a young child, he gives us the impression that the gifts that we give him are so meaningful. We give him the impression that we can relate to him in a way that makes sense. But even that is only once he stepped into the nursery in the first place. Laharbos kochamayim, gam tfisatenu she'ein melech below am, he betoch ma'arechet ratzon zeh. The whole idea that God can't be a king unless he has a nation is only the way the rules work in this playground, in this nursery. We say every morning in Adon Olam that God is a king before we existed, before anything existed. How could you be a king without ruling over a people? Because the word king means something different in nursery than it means in the real world. The way we understand it here in our little bubble that we call the world, that God decided to put together and he decided to be here with us, the rules are completely different. We, like a young child, can't fathom what the real rules are out there. They're so different. Hasagatenu, Birtzono levare ha'olam kedei lahitiv livroav. And even this idea where we say God created the world in order to do good to his people, to his creations. Shemicho katov hu lahativ, because the way of a good thing is to give. Chok zeh gam kein nivra betoch ma'arechet ratzon zeh. It all started from a desire which we'll never get to the bottom of, we'll never get to the beginning of, to connect to us. Once God decided that he wanted to connect with us, an entire world of things began to take shape. The idea that he's good, the idea that he wants to do good to us, those ideas of how God created the world, they only make sense within the realities that we know of the world. That they're a good thing. If you want to be good, you need something good. You need someone else to give to. Right? Every rule that we could think of only makes sense within this playground, within this nursery room that we understand as reality. God's reality has nothing to do with this. So even when we speak of why God wanted to create the world, we can only speak of that within the framework of what God has created for us. We can't really understand it because we can't understand beyond this little classroom. And anything that we say about God, even if it makes 100% logical sense to us, only makes logical sense because this is all we know and this is all we can relate to. Oops. Why does it keep doing that? Kedivrei HaRamchal. As the Ramchal tells us, Ha'adon Yitbarach Shemo Bepintziuto HaPashut. God in his simplest existence. Ein makom lenivroim imo klal ki einam shayachim beinyano. There's no room for anything else but him when we really focus on his essence. Avel birtzoso bahem. As once he wanted them, once he invited them in, once he came to join them. Why does it do that? Sorry, for those listening on the recording, the Zoom just went down. We'll try to bring it up in 1 second.